A Bible translation ministry helps Uganda prepare for a future. Urbana 06 kicks off, and Christmas celebrations aren't over just yet. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Uganda can't meet a self-imposed year-end deadline of clearing out the refugee camps. Continued insecurity in the war-torn region delays the people's return home. Not only that, but the infrastructure just isn't ready to withstand thousands of former child soldiers returning unschooled to civilian life. World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says the government asked them to help.
There is a provision in the law and education department there for Bible reading to take place every day in school. So they really needed the text, so WBTC had the great opportunity of providing a text for every teacher in Uganda.
Bishop says it's one of the biggest projects they've undertaken in the region. With that as a reality, Bishop says it takes very little imagination to see what could happen next.
You could imagine a text for almost every school-aged child in Uganda, which could really be a big thing that God is doing in the country.
Next, Urbana 06 is underway. More than 20,000 missions-minded young people are gathered in St. Louis, Missouri to fine-tune their vision this week. Mission Network News' Greg Yoder files this report.
The theme for this year's convention is You Have a Calling. Urbana's Pastor James Williams opened the convention.
Welcome to St. Louis. It's my prayer that the Lord will bless you and us here to see great and mighty things.
President of University USA, Alec Hill, is expecting good things this week.
Urbana has been a watershed event for thousands of students who make life-altering decisions here. If we can effectively present the case for global missions now, they will make lifelong commitments by going, giving, and praying.
President of University Canada, Jerry Rodman, says their students are asking a lot of good questions.
What do you want us to do different that we might reach out to people that don't know God and were willing to turn everything upside down to do it?
Among the seminars being offered, arts and media missions, urban ministry, and HIV/AIDS ministry. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Urbana 06.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Post-communism still felt by Romania's church, spiritual and physical poverty are a challenge to evangelism. AMG International works with 14 church planters in Romania who minister to families in rural villages. With the support of U.S. donors and churches, one of AMG's church planters in Romania recently dedicated a small chapel they built, closing a two-year project. Now the church body has a place for worship, and they stand as a beacon of hope for their community. Elsewhere, January 7 marks Christmas for the Russian Orthodox Church. Believers in the region are reaching out to share Christmas with children in the Commonwealth of Independent States. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says their Emmanuel's Child and Christmas for Orphans campaigns help local churches with outreach.
We're equipping them through the support of Western churches with the resources to purchase gifts for these kids, but also to provide them Bibles. And throughout the year, we provide them Sunday school materials.
Mock explains that the work frequently touches the parents because of the kids.
The adults have been taught that the Christians are cultists and not to be trusted. So for them to come and see the love of God through the lives of these churches, these people respond in just incredible ways.
And in related news, National Christians are packing 20,000 Christmas gift boxes and Christian literature for distribution amongst the poor in their communities in Russia. According to Russian ministries, along with the boxes they're giving away, 300 churches are working together to plan special holiday outreach events. Whether large-scale events or individual acts of grace, the gospel will be proclaimed in Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and Moldova this Christmas. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.